From last week, building on what I was joking with my brother that we must have attended the same meeting in the spirit, like my good friend Pastor Olumide would say. And while he was in the meeting, I was eavesdropping his conversation, his musings with the Lord, with the spirit. And he was sharing some things, and I was listening. I've kind of tried to play it back like two times. I wanted to see if I would get a third time, but then thank God. So it inspired what we will be studying tonight. And if you want to give it a title, it is a continuation, actually, from a teaching we began last Sunday. So on Love Assembly Liverpool, if you go back and you click on and you watch the past videos, last Sunday service, we started declutter from the doors to the heart. So which was is going to be the topic we'll be going deeper into today. So I'm going to be discussing, sharing with the pastor gentleman. And so please welcome him tonight as we study together. Please welcome Dr. Uche Ubabuko. Dr. Uche Ubabuko, how is the going, sir?
Going great. Good evening, sir. Welcome everyone joining us today. Today's Bible study, you're all welcome and God bless us all.
Yes. And when we were behind the scene, I saw that you were wearing a collar and what's it called now? A sweater. So
Cardigan.
I quickly went and I put on look for cardigan so that I can look like you and sound like you, and maybe that's the secret of the anointing tonight. It's just that my collar is different from your collar. Let me try and move it up so that it looks almost like yours. Okay. All right. Amen. Okay. Yeah. How's your day been, sir?
Yeah, great, sir. Great, great.
Okay, that's awesome. So thank you for taking us through the study last week. And like I said, some things jumped out into my mind, to my spirit, as you were sharing. And I believe the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. So let's just have a word of prayer. So back and forth, we'll just be bouncing things up with you. And we'll just have this glorious discussion tonight. I think the topic last week was something about the Word of God being
Yeah,
our
God's word, my decluttering guide.
guide, like a guidebook. So we must do things by the book. Like Daniel said, I, Daniel, I understood by the book. So please, everybody, if you've not invited somebody, please do so by just liking, sharing, sending this link that you're watching to somebody. Right? Our decluttering guide last week, God's Word. And tonight we're going to use God's Word again to learn how we will declutter from the doors to our heart. We are going to declutter from the doors that lead into our hearts. So let's just pray. Father, we thank you right now. It is the entrance of your word that gives understanding. The entrance of your word brings light also, which means, Lord, wherever there's darkness in our hearts, when your word comes, in your word is light. I mean, your word is life, like we you like it is written. And that life is the light of men, the light that lightens every single human being that comes into this earth.
Amen.
Enlighten our darkness. Send your word. And
Amen.
Lord, as you speak, as you reveal, we listen, we hear, we receive, because there's a spirit in every man, even the youngest child. It is your breath, your inspiration that brings understanding. I pray in the simplicity of what you're saying to us, I will be able to hear clearly what you're saying and
Amen.
interpret the same to everyone. And Holy Spirit, I rely on you. You are the teacher, you are the guide, you are the comforter, you are the intercessor. You are the one who opens our understanding and shows us things to come. I pray upon my heart. I pray upon Lord Dr. Uche's heart. I pray upon everyone listening, from the youngest to the oldest. Breathe upon every heart. Transform every heart through your word. Bring light and understanding. Remove everything you've not planted, Lord, and plant your word, the seed of your word, and let the seed of your word fall on good ground. And that ground is our hearts tonight, which by your power, by your spirit breathing over our hearts, you've transformed into a good ground, ready to receive the seed. And this seed will fall into the ground of good hearts tonight, will take firm root, will bring forth as it germinates, and we, whatever we hear, instruction in righteousness, rebuke, correction, we will remember to do. And it is in the doing, Lord, that your word says we are blessed. So thank you for your blessing that will make us rich without adding any sorrow. As we open your word right now, Father, open our understanding. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everyone, joining us again. I can see people here. I am here to declutter. I'm here to declutter. Thank you very much. Remember, you can ask questions and feel free to contribute, participate. Dr. Uche, we are just simply picking up from the guide you introduced to us last week from 2 Chronicles 29. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, last week you gave us the background of this king called Hezekiah. And I love the way you kind of went into his history. You showed us about his father, and that helped us to bring things in context, to see how he inherited that throne, that kingdom. And unfortunately, in his father's reign, when he reigned over that kingdom,
Judah,
we see how things went wrong. The father did not follow God. He went far away from the word of God that should be the guide. And as a result, what young Hezekiah at the age of 25 was inheriting was a defiled temple of God. And the Bible tells us when we open to 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 tells us his age, which you pointed out last week, told us he actually reigned for 9 years. We see his mother's name, which is very interesting. Very, very interesting. You know, you spoke about his father. His father, I think, was
Ahaz.
King Ahaz.
Yes.
You know, yeah, who reigned. So here in this particular chapter, the Bible opens up and mentions his mother. And, you know, when I see things like this, it always kind of arouses my curiosity, you know, who was his mother and things like that, you know. But I won't go into that tonight because I want us to really focus on something, as you were teaching last week, that really, really ministered and jumped out to me. So the Bible tells us in verse 2, 2 Chronicles 29, that he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father David did. Now, Dr. Uche, did you notice here that the Bible didn't call him the son of Ahaz? The Bible here takes us to the foundation, really, of that kingdom, that throne that he inherited. He started with David. Now, do you know one thing that is significant about David? God, you know, the Bible records about David, if you remember, sir, something, you know, I'm just kind of prompting and goading you. Let's enjoy back and forth. There's something, sir, that the Bible tells us about David and the heart of God. The Bible tells us God testifies of David that I have found a man. Yes, sir, please.
A man after my own heart. Yes.
After my own heart. So let's note that. He goes back, this particular scripture goes back to the foundation of that throne. And from David now, different generations after, some went and followed that guide, because David was guided by the word of God. Remember, God rejected a Saul who was the king, and God raised someone who God saw his heart, and that was David. So going back here, there's something significant then about why we have to see David in this particular scripture. David, so something to do with the heart. The Bible tells us that that's one thing God looks at, the heart. Man looks at the outward, but God looks at the heart. And you know what, Dr. Uche, coincidentally, that scripture about God looks at the, doesn't look at the outward, but looks at the heart, was actually spoken by the prophet Samuel when God sent him to go and choose from one of the sons of Jesse someone he is raising to become king. So what is this thing about the heart, which is very, very significant right here? Very, very significant. So now, listen now. You see that? We saw the name of the mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
He said the mother's name was?
Abijah.
Abijah. I was curious. What does Abijah mean? And you know what? Abijah means Jehovah is my father.
Mm-hmm.
God is my father. God is my father. So we see a man born of a woman, if we shall see, interpose, who is born of someone that God is the father of, right? In the context of his mother,
mm-hmm.
and then mentioning his father as David, who was also a man after God's heart. So he did what was right, verse 2, in the sight of God, according to all his father David had done. And then the Bible tells us what he began to do, which was right in the sight of God. Part of what he began to do, we see it in that verse 3. In verse 3, the Bible tells us, in the first year of his reign, in the first month of his reign, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. Dr. Uche, I could not move past that point. You said something very interesting about this door. You know, I don't know if you remember the things you shared significant about, you know, the door. He opened the door. Now, you don't open a door that is open.
Mm-hmm.
You open a door that apparently has been shut. And look at that word. It wasn't a door. Doors. Doors. So he opened the door. There was something significant you said. He was the one who opened the door. I don't know if you are recounting.
Yeah.
Can you touch on that, some things about that door again?
So just to summarize, I think I mentioned how the doors of our hearts, you know, need to be opened by ourselves. I mentioned how Hezekiah didn't delegate the responsibility to someone else, but understood that it was his responsibility based on his, you know, authority and, you know, his place as king to do that. And then later on, of course, he was able to allocate different responsibilities to the priests and Levites. But basically, the temple representing us, and then we having to open the door. And then just like you said now, I didn't even notice, you know, it's actually plural. So some doors might be open, some doors might be closed. You might do a partial opening and so on. But yeah, so it's basically the doors of our hearts that we need to open to God.
That's right. And he was the one who did it. I love what you said. He didn't delegate the opening of the doors. You know, in the book of Revelation, I always love that scripture where it says that, behold, I stand at the door. You know, I always see that picture of God as a gentleman. A gentleman who does not barge his way into a house, but his wait is knocking. And now says, if any man will open. So the responsibility of any man, mankind, man, woman, boy, girl, is the opening of the door.
Yes.
God comes to knock. We must do the opening. He will not barge his way. He will not break the door. He will not break through. He will knock. And if, look at it, Revelation 3:20, wonderful media team. We didn't send them this scripture, but they are flowing the spirit. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If, conditional, anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. So the responsibility of opening the door is not delegated. It's us. So peradventure, somebody's watching tonight. You stumbled on this broadcast and you're wondering what this is all about. You've heard about God and you don't understand all this God thing. You know, why can't God just come and change the world? Why can't God just grab everybody and change their hearts? There is your answer. God does the knocking. We do the opening. God does not force himself on us. God does not force himself into a situation. God will not force himself into a circumstance. We respond to him by opening the door, by asking, by seeking. And you know what? We also do the knocking. The knocking there in the context of inquiring. Lord, what are you saying? What's your will? Jesus taught us to pray. When we pray, we should say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come. We are inviting you to come, your kingdom. Your will, we're asking it to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're asking, give us this day our daily bread. We're asking for forgiveness. We do these things. He doesn't force his will on us. And when we open, he promises he will come in. So you are joining this broadcast tonight and you just suddenly realize the truth here. You've been wondering when will God come and just take over your life and just, you know, change this. Listen, he's knocking, you open. When you open, he comes in. It's a willing thing. All right, let's go back to that 2 Corinthians 29. So it was that verse 3. The Bible tells us, first year, this is a new year, people. First month, this is the first month of this new year. Are you going to do what Hezekiah did? He opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. The Bible is clear. It's a metaphor. But it's clear that today, in this dispensation we live in, our bodies is that house of God. God wants to dwell in us. He wants to live in us. He wants to sup, dine with us. He wants to fellowship with us. God, but he won't rush in. He won't break in. We have to allow him in. I just perceive somebody's heart is being, you know, tugged at. You're feeling a tug in your heart. You're feeling a conviction of your heart. You're feeling a pulling, you know, of your heart. And at this point, Let's just pray, Dr. Uche. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That you will reveal yourself to everyone.
Amen.
Especially those that, Lord, your word, your spirit is hovering over their hearts now, and they can feel your knock. They can feel a tugging in their hearts. I pray, Lord, you are the one, you say you are at work in us both to will and to do of your good pleasure. But that's when we let you in first. I pray the grace.
Amen.
I pray the understanding.
Amen.
We'll open the door of their hearts to you now.
Amen.
And let go and let God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Just ask, Lord Jesus, come in to my heart. Spirit of the living God, come into my heart. Oh, God, come in, come in, come into my heart. That's all you need to do. Open the door. Come into my heart in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So, the next thing, the Bible said he repaired those doors. He repaired those doors. You know? So, here, like the temple, so these were existing doors, but the doors were faulty. Now, I know you delved into the very, very thing that he now started when he called the priests, the Levites. They worked together as a team, as one. And the Bible tells us that they sanctified themselves. You know, you really explained that last week. I wouldn't want to go over that. And then they now went and started cleaning out the filthiness, the rubbish from that holy place. And where was this holy place? The Bible tells us when we look further down, especially down to verse, I will recommend we all read 2 Chronicles 29, 1 to verse 36, the whole chapter. But look at it in verse 15. Okay? They now went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, right? Verse 13 to Chronicles, sorry, verse 15. They gathered their brethren, they sanctified themselves, they went according to the commandment of the king at the words of the Lord. That's the guide now, you know, the yes. word of the Lord is the guide. They went to cleanse the house of the Lord. Now, verse 16, look at what happened. The priest went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it, and they brought out all the debris they found in that temple of the Lord to the court of the house of the Lord. The Levites took it out and carried it to Brook Kidron. All right, let's look at the first part of that place. That verse 15, the 16, the first part. They went into the inner part. And they found a lot of rubbish there. And they cleansed it. But you see, what I found out, you know, looking at this study, is that before they got into that inner part, right, how did the rubbish get into the inner part?
Mm.
That inner part is figurative of our hearts. The inner part. Like our good friend from Accra, the sanctum sanctorum, the very, very innermost part, the heart was filled with debris, filth. They went inside, found all the debris there, and they cleansed it out. Glory be to God that they did that. But the question, which part of what you were sharing with us last week, please, I would recommend, go back, listen to last week's Bible study, was how did this rubbish get in there? The key is that verse 3. Things don't just enter our hearts, they enter through doors. The first thing we should do is not go inside to try and clear the rubbish on the inside without first fixing the doors they entered in. We're talking about decluttering, and in my household, I've been sharing. We've been physically clearing out a lot of rubbish, a lot of things. We found out that are not unnecessary things we don't need anymore, things we didn't realize were there, things that were hidden. We have some cupboards here that, for years we've not really opened the cupboards. We opened them, the inner cupboards, found some things. What is this still doing here? Cleared them out. Open the other cupboard. What's this still doing there? Clear them out, But then the danger is that as you are clearing these things out from the innermost place, the door is not fixed. Things will still enter through the door. So as you are clearing one out, you just realize that, some other things are coming in. So the decluttering exercise now becomes a little bit unfruitful. Yeah, you are cleaning the inner part, but you didn't first of all open and repair the entry points. Now, the entry points, five entry points into our hearts. Tonight, people, the topic is that we want to learn to declutter the door, from the door to the heart. That is where the decluttering must start from. Don't rush into the heart. And of course, the heart is filled with a lot of things that shouldn't be there. How did they get there? Fix the door. Now, what are the doors? And this is where the Spirit of God began to show me. Very, very, very interesting. We did the first intro last Sunday, so people can go back and listen to the Sunday service also. And they are basically the five doors. And listen, we will even see them so scriptural, Dr. Uche. And the doors to the heart, five of them, is number one. You see, I thought it was eyes, but then I realized it wasn't actually eyes. If we look at the order, is actually the ears. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing. Yeah. And hearing. That's the context in which that scripture in Romans chapter 10, verse 17 was written. So the things we hear and hear and hear, they are doors into our heart. That's the first door. Remember, he opened the doors and repaired them. So the first door for us to open and repair is our ears.
Yes.
Jesus said, be careful, take heed what you hear. In another place, be careful, take heed how you hear. And it's very interesting because as we're looking at the physical ears, Dr. Uche, I found out the second door is also linked to the ears, because faith comes by hearing, but also faith comes by what we see. when people say seeing is believing, it is very true.
Mm.
It is very true. And, I was looking at one of Jesus' disciples called Thomas. Thomas, when they came and said he heard it, they were saying it, that Jesus has risen from the dead. The women saw, they went to the tomb, he's not there. He appeared to some of them. He wasn't there when he appeared. Mm-hmm. He only heard about it. Do you know what he said? No. I'm not going to believe until I see that hand that was pierced. I see that side that we saw those guys with the spear that they pierced that side. And I put my finger there. I will not believe. Listen, we can rebuke and say anything and say doubting Thomas. But do you know what I realized, Dr. Uche?
Hmm.
Jesus actually had to appear and revealed himself and showed Thomas those hands. Because Jesus himself recognizes the power of sight.
Of vision, yes.
What we see. You know, look at a man called, another man called Abraham. God had promised him, he heard, oh, in your old age, your Sarah, your wife, though past menopause, she's going to have a baby. And years began to pass, nothing happened. Dr. Uche, God had to take him out. He said, look up to the sky. What can you see?
What can you see?
Start counting them. That's how much God himself recognizes what we see affects our heart. So faith also comes by seeing.
You know, Pastor, another example is, you know, Eve in the Garden of Eden. You know, the devil came as a serpent and he started with the ears, like you said. Did God say that you should not eat any fruits? You know, so she's still hearing. And then after that, you know, the Bible says that she looked at the fruit and saw that it was good for eating. And then she
ate it. You know, you literally took those words out of my mouth. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, verse 3 to 6. The doors to our hearts must be first of all opened and repaired. Genesis 3:3. Okay, this was the conversation now. Okay, let's start from one, please, media team, so that we see the context. Okay, so we see the ears first, and then we see the eyes. What are you hearing, people? What are you hearing? What you hear affects your heart. It's going to clog your heart. You sit down in the midst of people who are very negative, who are very abusive, who are just saying things that are rather would pull you down. They don't edify, they don't build you up. They will clog your heart. If you lie, go and cleanse your heart and don't repair your ears and take heed what you're hearing and how you're hearing. Verse 1, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field the Lord God had made. Look at the word he said to the woman. So the woman heard him, had that serpent. In fact, I don't like using him for the serpent, it. Serpent had, the woman had it. Okay? He said to the woman, what did he say? And what did the woman hear? As God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden. And then, look at the next thing. And the woman said, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. Verse 3. But that one, the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. So she was having this conversation. Look at it again. Look at the serpent. The power of hearing. The power. The serpent first worked on our hearing. All right? Please go to that verse 4, please. go to that verse 4. The serpent comes again. Look at the conversation. The serpent said, you will not die. And you know, one of the things, Dr. Uche, words actually also paint pictures. So the power of hearing. And then let's go to verse 5. It continues. God knows the day you eat of it. What's the next thing in our folder?
Your eyes will be open.
The next door. Your eyes will be opened. And you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Why are they not created in the image and likeness of God in the first place? Please, what are you hearing? And what are you seeing? For God knows. Let's go on. Verse 6, please. So when the woman, Dr. Ute,
saw. And the tree was
good. That the tree was good for food. Look at it again. That it was pleasant to the eyes. A tree to be desired to make one wise. The Bible said she took of the fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her. The ears, the eyes, These are two doors of out of five doors into our hearts. Let's go to the third door. This is very interesting, Dr. Uche. Very, very, very interesting. And the third door. This is not in any particular order, but I would like to let's look at this particular door, which is we leave the other two doors till next week when we round up this study. But then the ears, the eyes, when we look at our face in that order, the next thing is the nose. You know, the nose. The nose is very significant. And I saw something about the nose. Dr. Uche, do you realize that when God in Genesis chapter, is it 2, that was showing us how God actually made mankind? Thank you very much, Dr. Ohio. Elijah saw this man has attended the same meeting, because this is one of the scriptures I was going to share. You know, when Elijah saw what Jezebel said to him, it led to depression. The guy fled. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 1 to 3. Thank you so much, Dr. Ohio. You can ask the media team. That's exactly the scripture that one of the scriptures they were going to display tonight. Okay, so let's leave that. Thank you very much. Yeah, people are really, really, please keep participating. That question on Slido.do, because I want to round up in 3 minutes, so we have to spend the next 10 minutes to just interact with people. Okay, the nose. That's the third door. All right, the nose is the third door. Now, when God was forming mankind, all right, in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible said, you know, God went, he caused the dew to fall, and the clay, the mud, the earth, you know, became malleable, you know, mud. And then he formed that shape of our body in the mud. Scientifically proven that's where when people die to the dust, you go back. Scientifically proven that there's this particular element is only found in two places, in the human body and in the soil, in the earth. To let us see that God actually formed this body from the dust of the earth. And that's why the dust will return to be buried. It's this same dust, this same earth, that everything, even if you are cremated, you know, they spread the dust on the earth if this dust is going to be spread. So when God was creating this man and he formed that dust, the next thing we see, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, I'm not sure if I gave the media team this scripture, but very significant, okay, about the nose. Because this nose was God's entry point into that body. And I will share something with us about that. Genesis chapter 2, media team, sorry, I didn't give you. Wonderful people. The Bible said the Lord formed the man from the dust of the ground and did what?
He breathed into his nostrils.
God entered into that clay he formed. That's God's entry point into that clay. The nose. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And that man became a living being. The King James originally says a living soul. That soul consists of, listen, the greatest thing I can tell us here is that clay could now start thinking, had a mind, could make decisions, could learn, could comprehend. The man became a living soul through the breath of life that enter. And that's why when we die, you're a medical doctor, and I've seen people go into cardiac arrest. And the little I know, this is a terrain I'm jumping into. Cardiac arrest, is it not as a result of when there's a shortage of oxygen in the heart or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and the heart stops pumping. And
yes.
Then when they try to revive people, they try to put them on oxygen.
Oxygen is part of it. Yeah, oxygen is one of the mainstays, and then they try to restart the electrical activity in the heart.
In the heart.
Mm.
True. Breath. So the nose. The Bible says there is a spirit in man. Job chapter, I believe it's Job chapter, is it 18 verse 32? These scriptures are just coming as I were hearing. There is a spirit in man. It is the breath, the inspiration of the Almighty that gives them understanding. Understanding. The breath, the life of God. And you know where we find his life, Dr. Uche? John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, that lights everybody. So the nose, it's a metaphor of the breath we receive.
Mm.
What is breathing inside you? Mm. What is inspiring you? Is the door to your heart. Today we have people we call social media influencers. They're just there. There's a footballer, I'm not going to mention the name. Because of that footballer now, the share price of a company, of a football, of a nation and everything went up.
Mm.
He's an influencer. He's an inspiration.
Mm.
Literally, this guy is breathing into people.
Mm.
So what's breathing into you? It's an entry point to your heart. So that's the third door. The two other doors we'll look at next week will be the door of the mouth and the door of our hands, the touch. So those are the five doors. I want us to stop here today. Mm. Let's quickly round up in the next 7 minutes. As we're rounding up, we just pray, Lord, I open my ears, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, and the Lord, my hands. Father, fix me. Mm-hmm. Fix my ears, fix my eyes, fix my nose, fix my mouth, my hands.
Amen.
My ears, what are you hearing? Lord, help me right now in the name of Jesus. I only want to hear you. Jesus said, my sheep, they hear my voice. They will not hear the voice of a hireling. They will not follow a hireling. Father, I open my ears to start hearing you. And listen, he says, faith comes by hearing. Whatever we hear affects our hearts. Our eyes, whatever we see. Job said, I've made a covenant with my eyes to stop looking lustfully at a woman. Oh, maybe you are like that. You realize your eyes are just darting what you see. I mean, listen, what you hear also determines what you see, because what you hear will keep painting pictures. Mm-hmm. People that are negative around you, declutter, like we learned on the prayer altar today. Mm-hmm. It's not about disposing people like waste paper, but see, if people are influencing you negatively, then you need to cut yourself up from that kind of association. Don't be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
Mm-hmm.
When people say things to you, you don't only hear, you see. They are painting pictures. They are planting pictures in your heart. And what you see, you become. What you see, you become. You only need to hear a negative, a toxic word, it will kill you like poison, demoralize you like poison. And listen, our thoughts is what leads to also depression. The things you're thinking is a result of what you're hearing. Lord, purify my heart. Lord, help me. Cleanse my heart. I make a covenant with my eyes today like Job. I will only behold wondrous things from your word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray, breathe upon me afresh. Breathe upon me afresh.
Amen.
Breathe. I open myself up Holy Spirit,
Amen.
inspire me, influence me. That
Amen.
Knows about influence. What is inspiring you? What are you exposing yourself to? Who is breathing on you? Who is breathing on you? What is breathing on you? In the name of Jesus and in that physical sense, I perceive right now someone having a breathing problem. In the name of Jesus, that breath of life enter into your nostrils, into your heart. Your heart stabilizes. I arrest that cardiac arrest now.
Amen.
The electrical impulses become normalized in your heart. Let your heart begin to function. Someone with a heart problem, in the name of Jesus. As you're hearing this word, the breath of life is coming upon you and you are breathing. Your breathing becomes normal. And in the name of Jesus, your heart stabilizes.
Amen.
These are the doors into our hearts. Father, fix these doors. And Lord, speak beyond what we have shared tonight. Help us see our mouth, our tongue, the things we are saying. May we begin to, like Joshua, said, only what you say.
Yes, Lord.
Only what you say, the book of the law.
Yes.
Your word, not to depart from our mouths.
Amen.
Day and night, may we think, may we make our own way prosperous.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And Lord, said any man who walks with you, the Bible says in Psalm 1:1, blessed is that man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. What are you hearing? Ungodly counsel. Clutter. Fix that. Open your ears and fix that heart. I'm not, in the name of Jesus, listening to any ungodly counsel. Anything that is not of God. I stop hearing, I stop listening, I stop following. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
It blesses the man. He does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in that law, he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who brings forth his fruit in the season. And listen what he says. Whatever he does prospers. That's the work of our hands. One of the doors into our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I raise my hand, sanctify my hand, bless the work of my hands. May I never put my foot, this hand, into iniquity. The Bible says the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous.
Amen.
For the hand into iniquity. Father, remove my hands from any iniquity I might have put my, any wrong thing I'm doing right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. By reason of the word I've heard today, I will begin to do what you say, and only what you say, in the name of Jesus. Amen. I don't know if we have any comments. Let's quickly take people's comments or questions. Thank you, Lord Jesus. These five doors into our hearts. These five doors. Father, in the name of Jesus, our ears, eyes, nose, mouth, hands are cleansed, purified, repaired, fixed as we open them to you. Got to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Any comments? Any questions? Any contributions? Please, the media team, help us at this time. YouTube. If you have any question, please. We'll take a lot of questions next week. Next week, I realize, is the last
Thursday. Of this
Thursday
month.
Of this month. We usually dedicate it fully. The Lord preserve us till then and beyond then to taking questions and answers, so that the things we've been talking about this month, the Bible study, the word you heard, we can actually address. So issues of life, things that are going on. All right? So is there any? If there are no questions, if there are no comments, if there are nothing, we give God the glory. Let me just see. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We pray and we agree. Brother, praying there, Lord, help me to guard the doors of my heart, my ears, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, my hands. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says we should keep our hearts with all diligence, because out of it, they proceed the issues of life. Keeping our heart is guarding those doors. And thank you, Lord, for the wisdom to guard those doors, and we ask you to help us as we agree with our brother also praying for all of us. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. No questions today. If you have questions, and I believe the Holy Spirit will expound these words, expand them in our hearts, and address those issues in our hearts in Jesus' name. Dr. Uche, I'll just ask you, since there are no questions, thank you for all the contributions, people, those on YouTube, Facebook, God bless you. I just ask you to pray tonight, and I will see you all next week. If you have more questions or contributions, let's make it a fun time. All right, Dr. Uche.
All right, let's pray. And Pastor, thank you for the word. And thank you for everyone who has joined in tonight and everyone who will be listening in, maybe to a recorded version. Lord and Father, we thank you for everything we've discussed this evening. Spirit of God, we thank you, Lord, because your word has gone forth. You're talking to us about the doors to our hearts, about the five senses. And, you know, when I think about it, these are things that you've made. You gave us the eyes, you gave us the ears, you gave us the nose, you gave us the mouth and the hands. But over time, you know, through acts of maybe commission or by omission, you know, things that were made for godly and you purposes, you know, have somehow been corrupted or have become, you know, dysfunctional. And those doors to our hearts have sometimes even become shut. But oh Lord, your word is coming forth this evening telling us that they need to be repaired and we need to open those doors. So all these doors, our eyes, our mouths, our hands, our ears, as we've heard today, Holy Spirit, we submit them to you. Oh Lord, your word says that you will knock on the door. And you said, those who hear your voice and open the door. So some may hear your voice and may refuse to open the door. But oh God, as your word is coming forth today, as we are hearing it, oh God, help us, you know, convince us, convict us, push us, prompt us, let us all open the doors to our hearts so that you can come in and start working on us. You can come in and start opening those blockages, things that have blocked our ears, blocked our eyes or our nose, our senses, and things that have spoiled or infected these doors to our hearts. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because we sanctify ourselves by your word and we are consecrated unto you, and we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, God, your word has come for this evening to sanctify us, and we are made in your image by and by. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen.
Amen. And amen. And amen. Thank you once again, Dr. Uche.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you, everyone, joining us from all over the place. Some people might watch this recorded broadcast. Please, you can also listen to it again. God bless you. We will hand over to the media and production team to give us some interesting announcements, especially about this coming Sunday. Glory be to God. Okay, Dr. Uche, see you where we meet in this in the Sanctum Sanctorum. All right, bye for now.
All right, bye. Thank you.